This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and for the next hour or two, we're going to provide you with hopefully useful health information, information that can help you extend your longevity, improve your health, and perhaps help a loved one or a friend with some useful health advice. Our number is 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we invite you to participate in today's program because, well, that's part of our format. We take calls. We analyze problems, we troubleshoot for callers. So 877-726-8255 or 726-TALK is our number. And we got lots to talk about today. And it's been a great week. We had some excellent podcasts. Our podcasts, of course, available free via drhoffman.com, or you can subscribe to them via iTunes or Stitcher or usual iTunes delivery services. We discussed the low FODMAP diet for irritable bowel syndrome, very useful dietary maneuver for sufferers of that condition. And we also took a very critical look at vaccines. Fascinating hour with Dr. Lawrence Pilevsky, who is one of the foremost scientifically grounded critics of vaccines. And he has some very, very surprising things to say about our current rush to vaccinate our entire population against every manner of pathogen. All right, before we get to your phone calls, sometimes you have to read beyond a headline. And I read literally dozens and dozens of articles every day, you know, to educate myself, to prepare myself to see patients, to help me with stuff that I'm writing, but also to gather for programs like this. And I came across a headline in Science Daily, very nondescript headline. Engineering team finds compound may halt molecular cause of often fatal condition. That's got to be one of the worst non-grabbing headlines ever written, because an engineering team finds a compound that may halt the molecular cause of an often fatal condition. That sounds kind of vague, right? And it comes to us from Washington University in St. Louis. So I got past the headline and I read on. And the story says that a team of engineers say a compound found in, and here's the take-home message, in green tea could have life-saving potential for patients with multiple myeloma and amyloidosis, who face often fatal medical complications associated with bone marrow disorders. All right, multiple myeloma, a chronic smoldering cancer of the bone marrow, which doesn't kill rapidly but may drag on for years and years, causing patients to become increasingly debilitated. And now there are more treatments that can slow its progression, but there's no cure for multiple myeloma. It usually afflicts older individuals, and sometimes you don't die of the multiple myeloma, but related conditions, the weakness, the debilitation, bone fractures that are associated with multiple myeloma can ultimately drag you down. And then a condition which is very dangerous, amyloidosis. It's a rare condition, but it's a condition that can damage the heart, damage the kidneys. And it's actually amyloid protein that clogs up the brain in Alzheimer's disease. There is no treatment for amyloidosis other than bone marrow transplantation. So it'd be great if we found some ways to treat it. And even better, if the treatment was something that we find in our kitchen cabinets, green tea. Well, the compound found in green tea that's a particular benefit is something called EGCG, epigallocatechin gallate, something that I came across in the late 1990s. I developed a product called EGCG Ultra, which turns out can be of particular benefits to patients struggling with multiple myeloma and amyloidosis, according to this new study. What they found was that EGCG helped patients with multiple myeloma and Alzheimer's. EGCG has also been found to be helpful in Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. It prevents dangerous buildups of protein present in both conditions. And in bone marrow patients, the EGCG transformed light chain amyloid, which gunks up the bone marrow, preventing this misshapen protein from replicating and accumulating dangerously. So, very interesting application of essentially a kitchen remedy, but a concentrate of green tea. You'd have to drink an awful lot of green tea to get adequate amounts of EGCG. In a recent podcast I did with Glenn Sabin, author of N of One, he's a guy who suffered from chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and he was first diagnosed in 1991. Today, in 2017, without any form of conventional therapy, he's disease-free, and he attributes much of his success to taking high-dose EGCG from green tea, that coupled with diet and many other lifestyle interventions, other supplements that he used. But EGCG at high doses was helpful for his CLL. I asked him how many did he take, and he said at first he took as many as 10 or 12 capsules a day of EGCG. So very useful compound in the treatment, prevention of cancer. And oh, by the way, in a recent issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, here's one, effects of green tea catechin extract on serum lipids in postmenopausal women. We know that postmenopausal women, once they stop menstruating, have a higher risk of cardiovascular disease. And it's known that consumption of green tea is protective against heart disease. Many studies have shown this. And so in this particular study, they gave EGCG to women who were being studied for breast cancer. They found that there was actually protective effect against breast cancer, but as a side benefit of taking the EGCG, they found that there was a significant reduction in total cholesterol, a reduction in LDL cholesterol, and at the same time, there was no change in the good HDL cholesterol. It remained high, and there was a nice improvement in triglycerides among overweight women and women who were taking statins in a study through use of EGCG. So EGCG, very valuable compound, cancer, cardiovascular disease. I personally take it daily for prevention. If you drink green tea, fine. If you, like I, abhor the taste of green tea, take EGCG capsules to afford you a measure of protection. Our number, 877-726-8255. If you want to get into the conversation, please call us, 877-726-TALK. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically, so it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And let's take some calls. Our number, 877-726-TALK. That's 877-7... It's a lot of sevens. Wait. 877-726-8255. And Tom in Bridgeport, how you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Maybe you could shed some light on this for me.
Sure.
What happened was, first I started out with my gum was bothering me. My gum was inflamed. Then all of a sudden, my hand and my wrist started, they started hurting very bad, like inflammation. And it went to my knees. I couldn't bend my knees. My knees swelled up on my left side. Then my feet were, they hurt so bad, and I couldn't even touch them. And for 2 weeks, I had my temperature. I had a fever for like 2 weeks. Now, mm-hmm. Finally, what's going on now? I have pains in my feet. Now, I can't figure out what was going on. First, I thought it was a bacterial infection. I had my ANA that was negative. Yeah. I have some adrenal insufficiency. Maybe you can shed some light.
Sure.
I was tested for gout too. I don't have any uric acid.
You don't have gout
either.
Yeah, you don't have high uric acid. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so you don't have the markers for rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or any of those things. That's not apparent, right?
Right.
Okay, so, well, first of all, you know, it's a little risky proposition sometimes diagnosing a person over the radio without looking at the whole situation, looking at all your tests, and doing a physical exam. But I can make a plausible story out of this. It started with a mouth infection. You had a gum infection. Do you have periodontal disease, like receding gums and pockets and that thing going on? Tom?
Yes.
You do have that?
Yeah, on one side I had a receding gum.
Okay. So what happens when you have a bacterial infection in the mouth is it creates a systemic reaction. And any infection anywhere in the body can sometimes trigger, I mean, literally the toxins from the infection can travel through the systemic circulation to your joints and trigger something. Now, you may be genetically predisposed to arthritis, and this may be the first inklings of it, but the precipitating event may have been that bacterial infection. We know, for example, that people who have periodontal disease have a higher risk of heart disease because they have arterial inflammation. And so, you know, what you have, by definition, based on the negative blood test. You have arthritis, but it's what's called seronegative arthritis. And seronegative arthritis usually doesn't get the respect that frank all-out rheumatoid arthritis gets, where they give you powerful medications to suppress it. They may give you some non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen or prescription versions of that. But what you really need to do is you really need to take an approach where A, you address the source of the problem, which may be an infection in the gums. You need to see a dentist and get that worked out. And B, you know, take a holistic approach to the arthritis. Look at your diet. Reduce your sugar intake. Maybe go on a paleo diet. An autoimmune diet can be very helpful for dealing with what apparently is an autoimmune reaction. You know, your body's reacting. We did a podcast that will appear next week about the paleo diet for autoimmunity. It's really a wonderful podcast because I talked to two young women who personally experienced various forms of autoimmunity. They had five different autoimmune diseases between them. And with their background as professional chefs, they embarked on a project to develop a book and a website that would help patients with autoimmune disorders implement a paleo diet, which they found personally very helpful. They really have turned things around for themselves personally. So the paleo diet, we'll talk a little bit more about the paleo diet later this hour or next, is a really good way to turn down the volume on severe inflammatory reaction in your that seems to be coursing through your system. You can take curcumin, you can take higher doses of vitamin D, you can take fish oil. These are among the things that are going to help. But fundamentally, it's, you know, get to the cause, clean up your diet, and I think things will move in the right direction for you, Tom. And if necessary, you know, see a functional medicine doctor up there in Connecticut. That should really
right.
Help.
You know, Dr. Horman, right now is in my feet. I really can't walk, and I was wondering if I help boost the adrenals, would that help me?
Yeah, because the adrenals, you know, clearly if you take steroids, you're going to feel better. And if your adrenals aren't working well, you're going to be more prone to inflammation. So that could be part of it, you know, some kind of program to help rebuild your adrenal function, maybe take some DHEA, which supports adrenal function. That's often anti-inflammatory as well. That could make a difference. Okay. I want to share with you, if you suffer from if you suffer from frequent fatigue, there's a nutritional formula that helps to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. It's Propax with NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Clinical trials have shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. You can get NT-Factor by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for Propax or healthy aging. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we're taking calls, 877-726-TALK. 877-726-8255 is our number. And I promised to talk to you about the paleo diet. Paleo diet is something that I've personally been on now. It's been about 14 months. Started Christmas of 2015 and pretty much adhered to it. And really feel like I'm reaping a lot of benefits in terms of just overall energy, well-being, mental focus, freedom from aches and pains, bodily stiffness. These are some of the benefits that you can accrue from following a paleo program. But I did a podcast this week on the subject of the paleo diet for autoimmunity, and it's fascinating because there now is some real scientific evidence that paleo diets help various autoimmune conditions. For example, there's now a study that shows that the specific carbohydrate diet, which is kind of like a paleo diet, it's a grain-free diet. No grains, no sugar, no processed foods, can be very helpful for sufferers of Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And now there's a study that shows that the paleo diet can help patients with multiple sclerosis. It's a small pilot study, but they looked at the effects of a paleo diet. 34 subjects either followed a regular diet or a paleo diet. And what they found was that there was significant improvement in fatigue and also in the multiple sclerosis quality of life score, and also in their dexterity, because multiple sclerosis patients suffer from wobbly hands that make it difficult to complete tasks. So the conclusion, a paleo diet may be useful in treatment and management of MS by reducing perceived fatigue, increasing mental and physical quality of life, increasing exercise capacity, and improving hand and leg function. And a part of this, they believe, is that it may increase blood levels of vitamin K, which reduce inflammation. I personally think that is part of it, but there's a lot more to it than just a higher vitamin K content, because then you could just eat, you know, pizza and Big Macs and take some vitamin K and your symptoms would improve, which is not the case. Okay, even more dramatic is a study with the unwieldy title, Paleolithic and Mediterranean Diet Pattern Scores Are Inversely Associated with All-Cause and Cause-Specific Mortality in Adults. Did you get that? Because I was kind of talking fast. Translation, if you follow a paleo or Mediterranean diet, you're less likely to die of all causes. Of all causes. A big study. They looked at a whole bunch of studies to put this together. And clearly, you know, they state poor diet quality is associated with a higher risk of many chronic diseases. Okay, we know that. So they investigated two diets, the Paleolithic and the Mediterranean, and they found that for those who had the highest paleo or Mediterranean diet scores, the risk of dying from all causes was dramatically lower. It was about three-quarters the risk, or actually the paleo diet was three-quarters the risk. The Mediterranean diet, even better, two-thirds the risk of dying. Cancer mortality was reduced significantly. Cardiovascular disease mortality was reduced significantly. And this, interestingly, you know, the Mediterranean diet is relatively mainstream and well accepted, but the paleo diet don't get no respect from conventional diet experts. In fact, the rating of new U.S. News and World Reports for 2 years consecutively, they rate the diets with a big splash, you know, right around New Year's when everybody's about to undertake their New Year's resolutions. And they rated the Whole 30 diet, which is essentially a paleo diet, that's the model that I'm following, dead last among diets in terms of safety and benefits, which is totally bass ackwards, because it's actually, in my experience, personal experience and experience with patients, one of the most therapeutic diets around, and great for weight loss if that's your goal, but great for restoration of health, even if you're suffering from a severe autoimmune disorder like multiple sclerosis or ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease. So, you know, once, you know, it's that mainstream media with its message that is often fake news, dead wrong, exactly the opposite of what the facts are. All right. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let me tell you about the benefits of the Zona Plus. You've heard me talking about this here on Intelligent Medicine. If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I want to share with you some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. And it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. Now, the Zona Plus is a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day. And it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to unique physiology. It's a nice little gadget that if you use for daily, got to use it faithfully for, you know, just 10 or 12 minutes a day, you could achieve a blood pressure reduction of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. It's well-validated by clinical studies. 22 of them have been performed. You can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. Okay, many people suffering from chronic pain. It's a big problem in this country because as a result of chronic pain, more and more people are experiencing bad side effects. We discussed last week a study that suggests that people with low back pain derive virtually no benefit from non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, in spite of the fact that they're pushed for that purpose. And many people past the age of 45 or 55 or 65 have periodic aches and pains, joint pain, osteoarthritis, take these drugs. But even worse, more and more people are getting hooked on powerful opiates. It's a huge problem in this country, not just people buying heroin illicitly, but using drugs prescribed by their doctors for pain that's getting them hooked. It's a form of white-collar drug addiction. You know, no longer is the typical addict someone in the ghetto, impoverished, shooting up with dope. But we're seeing more and more people getting hooked because of chronic pain problems. So does acupuncture play a role in chronic pain treatment? And many skeptics say acupuncture is, placebo effect, doesn't work. According to new study, acupuncture treatment can boost the effectiveness of standard medical care, lessening the severity of chronic pain and depression. This research performed in Great Britain, health specialists at the University of York have found that acupuncture treatment can boost the effectiveness of standard care. They also concluded that acupuncture is cost-effective because you can save money. And that's important in England, where they have the National Health Service, where they're trying to cut costs. But they provide acupuncture treatment in the United Kingdom. Approximately 4 million treatments are provided a year in the United Kingdom. So they want to know, is it cost effective? Does it work? And what they discovered is that, yes, indeed, it works for pain. They also conducted a new clinical trial for depression. And what they found was that acupuncture was as effective as counseling in reducing the severity of depression. And it wasn't just a quick fix of short duration. The benefits were sustained for up to 12 months after treatment. So let's put acupuncture front and center in our constellation of therapies available for patients suffering from chronic pain. And we need a more holistic approach to chronic pain in this country, because just reaching for the prescription pad and scribbling a quick RX for a powerful painkiller is a real disservice to many patients suffering from chronic pain. And besides that, side effects, gastrointestinal bleeding, increased risk of heart disease with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, kidney damage, hypertension, and, of course, with more powerful medications, the risk of addiction and more people going on disability, becoming chronic pain patients, a huge burden on our healthcare system and on our economy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods.
They administer the radiation. There was signs that the cancer was responding to the high-dose intravenous vitamin C. So yet another nail in the coffin of the theory that taking supplements while getting cancer treatment, conventional cancer treatment, is a no-no, is contraindicated, is something that could potentially undermine the conventional treatment. So I'm very selective about the supplements that I allow our cancer patients to take when they're getting conventional treatment. You kind of have to know when to hold or when to fold. There may be some things that interfere with cancer treatment. For example, if you give high-dose folic acid to someone getting an agent like methotrexate, it will interfere with the methotrexate. You need a little folic acid, but not high-dose folic acid. That's an example of a potential interference. And you got to know which things augment the benefits of the cancer therapy, which things interfere with the cancer therapy, and which things are neutral. Apparently, many things are neutral vis-a-vis the outcome of conventional therapy when you take those vitamins or supplements. Okay, we have a caller, Barbara from Wayne, New Jersey. How you doing?
Hi. I have a I had an ablation procedure for my AFib, and now I'm on Xarelto and Triamterene.
You're on a water pill, and you're taking Xarelto, which is a blood thinner. Yeah.
Right. Now, I want to know, can I take EGCG and also the omega-3 fatty acids with this Xarelto?
Yeah, the answer is you can. EGCG might interfere with if you're taking Coumadin or Warfarin, because it has a vitamin K content. So you have to be careful with EGCG when you're taking Coumadin or Warfarin. But these new drugs like Xarelto are designed to replace Warfarin for patients with atrial fibrillation, and they're not interfered with by things that contain vitamin K. So you can eat your broccoli, your green leafy vegetables, and you can take your EGCG, or you can drink green tea while you're taking them. There won't be an outcome, or there won't be an interference. And fish oil, yeah, you can take fish oil, and fish oil is real beneficial for atrial fibrillation. It may help to slow rate. It certainly will be helpful for your heart, which is already a little bit under siege there with your condition, and should be fine to continue taking.
Great, okay? Great. Because I had the ablation, so I think the AFib's okay. But
and that's good. Oh, that's especially a good situation. So you can keep yourself. One of the things that helps with keeping you in normal rhythm is fish oil. It's useful to take. Also, magnesium is helpful, particularly magnesium taurate. There's evidence that those can make a difference. So go ahead and take those supplements. That'll be fine. Thanks for calling. And, you know, these are questions that you really want your physician or your pharmacist to be able to answer for you, because there are all kinds of compatibilities and incompatibilities between medications and supplements. And you got to know which go together and which don't. All right. Thanks for joining us this hour. We got another hour for your questions. You can call us 877-726-TALK is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.